Welcome to episode 452 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In Jesus' farewell message to his disciples before the ascension, he says this in Acts 1 verse 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." And within days, these disciples began to follow through on this charge.
Today's top 10 list.
10 places to which the gospel was taken by the disciples.
Number 1.
Jerusalem. The Acts of the Apostles and the Pauline Epistles show James the Just, the brother of Jesus, as a leader of the early Jerusalem church. Despite persecutions of the apostles and internal strife between the Hellenists and the Jewish Christians, the church, which was established after Pentecost, gradually grew larger and in a short time was recognized by all the Christians as a mother church.
Number 2.
Joppa. Joppa is one of the world's oldest cities, about 30 or 40 miles northwest of Jerusalem. It perches on a high cliff overlooking the Mediterranean Sea, and served as the primary port city for Jerusalem. Simon the Tanner housed Peter while Peter ministered to believers there. It was on Simon's rooftop that Peter had a vision of unclean animals being lowered from the sky in something like a sheet. Joppa was also the home of Tabitha, also called Dorcas, whom Peter raised from the dead. When the Roman centurion Cornelius sent a delegation to find Peter, they found him in Joppa.
Number 3.
Caesarea. Caesarea, often called Caesarea Maritima, to differentiate it from Caesarea Philippi, was an important port city in the 1st century AD and the site of numerous events in the Book of Acts. Caesarea Maritima is located about 30 miles north of modern Tel Aviv on the Mediterranean coast. In ancient times, it boasted one of the world's largest artificial harbors and was a center of Roman governance in the region. Philip the Evangelist shared the gospel in Caesarea after a great persecution. Early in his ministry, when Paul's life was threatened in Jerusalem, the believers there helped him escape through Caesarea to Tarsus. On his final recorded trip to Jerusalem, near the end of the Book of Acts, Paul stayed in Caesarea with Philip for several days, meeting with Agabus, the prophet, and enjoying fellowship with local believers.
Number 4.
Antioch. Antioch of Syria, also known as Antioch on the Orontes River, was the third largest city in the Roman Empire. Only Rome and Italy and Alexandria and Egypt were larger. From its founding in 300 BC, Syrian Antioch was a busy seaport trade hub, possessing a lively mix of people from different cultures and religions with high intellectual and political status. The city was home to many diaspora Jews, those deported through captivity who had chosen to remain living outside Israel but maintained their Jewish faith. These Hebrews engaged in business and enjoyed full rights of citizenship in the free city. Through them, many Gentiles in Antioch were drawn to Judaism and eventually Christianity. One such Gentile convert was Nicholas from Antioch. He was among the 7 Greek-speaking Hellenist leaders chosen to serve as deacons in Jerusalem. The people of the Way were first called Christians there.
Number 5.
The other Antioch. Pisidian Antioch, located between the districts of Phrygia and Pisidia in Asia Minor, west of Iconium, in the southern port of the province of Galatia, became a key landmark on Paul's first missionary journey with Barnabas. Paul was invited by the elders to preach in the synagogue there, and the 2 missionaries were enthusiastically received by the townspeople. But a group of Jewish leaders, who were jealous of Paul's popularity, began to slander him. Thus, Paul and Barnabas turned their attention to the Gentiles, many of whom rejoiced and believed in the Lord. Their message of salvation spread throughout the region until Jewish persecutors finally ran Paul and Barnabas out of the city. As a result, Pisidian Antioch was a place where Paul and Barnabas shook the dust from their feet as a sign of rejection, just as Jesus had instructed.
Number 6.
Damascus. Saul of Tarsus was traveling to Damascus to continue his zealous persecution of Christians when he had a life-changing encounter with the risen Christ. Struck blind, Saul was led into Damascus, where he converted to Christianity and later became known as the Apostle Paul. After becoming a Christian, Paul began to testify of his salvation in the synagogues of Damascus. A plot to end his life forced Paul to escape the city in a basket let down from the city wall.
Number 7.
Malta. Malta is significant in the Bible because God used a shipwreck and Paul's status as a Roman prisoner to bring the gospel to a people who would have otherwise never heard it. Luke records the shipwreck in great detail in Acts 28 and says that the islanders were kind and friendly to the shipwrecked crew and passengers, giving them shelter, food, and hospitality when they washed up on the shore. The bay on the east side of Malta where Paul's ship ran aground is now called the Bay of Paul, or St. Paul's Bay. The night of the shipwreck on Malta, Paul was gathering a bunch of sticks for a fire on the beach. As he threw the sticks into the fire, a deadly viper bit his hand. The islanders who saw it declared that the gods must be punishing Paul for murder or some such crime. But when Paul suffered no harm, they decided he must be a god. The chief official of Malta then took care of Paul and his friends for 3 days. While staying in his home, Paul had the opportunity to heal the official's father, who was sick with fever and dysentery. Soon the rest of the islanders brought their sick for Paul to heal.
Number 8.
Troas. At the tail end of Paul's third missionary journey, the apostle was on his way back to Jerusalem with a gift for the church there. He spent a week in Troas, one of the great Western Asia Minor ports of the Roman Empire, found in modern-day Turkey. Luke writes about this visit in Acts 20, verses 7 to 12. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, kept on talking until midnight. There were many lamps in the upstairs room where we were meeting. Seated in a window was a young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. When he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground from the third story and was picked up, dead. Paul went down, threw himself on the young man, and put his arms around him. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "He's alive." Then he went upstairs again and broke bread and ate. After talking until daylight, he left. The people took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted.
Number 9.
Lystra. Paul visited Lystra, the probable home of his protege Timothy in Asia Minor, on his first and possibly second missionary journeys. At the time, Lystra was a pagan city filled with idolatry, honoring the Greek gods and goddesses. Paul's normal practice was to preach in the local synagogue first, but Lystra may have been the first city in which the apostles preached directly to the Gentiles without beginning in the synagogues. When Paul healed a crippled man in Lystra, the priest of Zeus brought bulls and wreaths to sacrifice to Paul, believing him to be an incarnation of the god Hermes. Paul and Barnabas pleaded with the crowd not to do such a thing, crying, "Friends, why are you doing this? We too are only human like you. We're bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them."
Number 10.
Berea. Berea was a small town on the eastern side of Mount Olympus where Paul preached and where the people examined the scriptures to see if his preaching was true. Father, give us the courage, wisdom, and discernment to take the gospel to our corner of the earth. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.